Hey, it's Henry here with a special edition of Short Puppy Syndrome. Yes, this is the Australia Day edition. So if you're wondering what that piece of music was that I just played, well, that is actually the Australian National Anthem, Advance Australia Fair. And I might be a bit biased, but I reckon that's a pretty kick-ass national anthem. In fact, it kind of reminds me of Star Wars, the Star Wars theme. But I guess you could probably play any piece of music with a big full orchestra and would end up sounding like Star Wars, so that's probably no big deal. So it was Australia Day this week, actually on Thursday, the 26th of January. Yesterday for me. And if you don't know what Australia Day commemorates, well, I won't blame you because actually I had to look it up myself on Wikipedia just to make double check. And it actually commemorates the day that the first fleet arrived in Sydney in 1788. So the first fleet was like the bunch of ships that England sent to Australia to build a penal colony. Yeah, that's right, penal colony, where they kept convicts, which you probably are aware that Australia was originally set up to send England's convicts to. But these days, Australia Day has nothing really to do with the First Fleet or convicts. So pretty much Australia Day is similar to Canada Day. It's just a day to have barbecues and hang out with your friends and your mates and have a couple of beers and it's just a holiday, if you know what I mean. But I guess there are a few things that do take place on Australia Day. And one of the biggest things is, I guess, one of the newest traditions of Australia Day is the Hottest 100. So let me explain what the Hottest 100 is. So there's a national broadcaster in Australia, kind of like the BBC or CBC, which is called the ABC, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. And they have a special radio network for the youth of Australia called Triple J, which is really awesome. They display, it's just a special radio station, it's not a commercial radio station, and it's fully content is for the youth of Australia. And I might put the website address in my show notes, because I definitely recommend listening to Triple J. It's a great station. And so every Australia Day, they play the Hottest 100 songs of the year before, and you can actually vote on the internet. You can vote for what your favourite songs are of the year before, and yeah, so they tally the votes, and then they end up playing the Hottest 100 songs, which probably doesn't sound that big if you don't live in Australia, but it's huge. Everybody listens to the Hottest 100. In fact, that's what I did. So with the time difference, I got up at, I stayed up to listen to the Hottest 100. We went from, I think, started at 9 o'clock Toronto time, and it went till, 3:30 in the morning. So yeah, during this episode, I'm going to play some of the songs that were in the top 10 of the Hottest 100, just so you can get a bit of a taste of some good Aussie music. And the other big thing that happens on Australia Day, takes place, is they announce the Australian of the Year. And I'm not aware of any other countries that do this, but this is something else you can vote for, like your favourite Australian of the year before. And usually it's the captain of the cricket team, or some rugby league player or something, or some pop singer or something like that. But this year, let's see, it was a pretty good choice, I think. Ian Fraser won the Australian of the Year. And what he did last year was he actually developed a vaccine for cervical cancer, which is a pretty big killer of women. And so they're just testing it. It's in the, but they believe it'll be released this year, and they are saying that it will eradicate cervical cancer within a generation. So that's pretty awesome. So he got the Australian of the Year. By the way, he's from Brisbane. Just thought I'd mention that. So right now, I'm going to play the number one song that came in at number one on the Hottest 100. And then when I come back, I'm going to talk about some of the talk about Australia a bit more.
Up so early, feel so bright. I didn't get much sleep last night. A freight train rattled through my head. Whistle blowing, love is dead. It's dead. Heart attack by fear and doubt. Won't be long till the truth comes out. First impressions never last. Lovers' bonds, they hold so fast.
So that was the most popular song in Australia last year, apparently. And it was Wish You Well by Bernard Denning. And he is from Brisbane. Okay, so since I moved to Canada, whenever I meet a new Canadian, they're always pretty interested to hear that I'm from Australia. And I usually get asked a whole bunch of questions, which I'm always happy to answer. And I thought I would just take this opportunity now to just let you know what some of those commonly asked questions are that I get. So, let's see now. I always get asked, how hot does it get in Australia? And how cold does it get? So, how hot does it get? It gets pretty hot. I didn't convert this into Fahrenheit, but it gets to about like in the mid-30s, I guess, in the summer. And you do get the odd day that's above 40. So, okay, hang on. 40 is about 100, I think, in Fahrenheit. So you do get the odd day above 100 degrees Fahrenheit. And actually, they close the schools, at least in my home state of Queensland, they close the schools when it gets above 100 degrees or above 40 degrees. Which is kind of different to having a snow day in Canada. Instead, in Australia, you close the schools because it gets too hot. And how cold does it get? Well, not very cold. Like, I guess Brisbane gets down to maybe 5 degrees. So what's that? I have no idea what that is in Fahrenheit, sorry. But not very cold. Doesn't snow in Brisbane. Only really snows in Australia, like up in the mountains, like in a few spots. Tasmania, I think it snows a little bit. So we don't get a lot of snow, except in, on the mountain ranges. So I also get asked, how long does it take to fly to Australia? It takes a bloody long time. Depends on what route you go, but I think from LA to Sydney or Brisbane or Melbourne is about 16 hours. So from Toronto, it's more like 24 hours, which is a long time to be on a plane. But I love flying, so I do enjoy it. Like, it's fun. You get to watch movies and yeah, read your books and yeah, it takes a day, but and also when you're flying from the United States to Australia, you cross the international date line, which means you lose a day, which is kind of hard to explain, but when you fly back, you gain a day. So just to explain what that means. So, okay, so in March, I'm flying to Brisbane, and I leave on a Wednesday at 6 p.m., and I don't arrive in Brisbane until, like, 10 o'clock on Friday morning. So that's a long-ass time. Yeah, but it's definitely worth it. It is worth it. Okay, so are there kangaroos in Australia? Yes, there are kangaroos, yeah. You don't see them jumping around the suburbs or anything, but like just out in the bush, you definitely see kangaroos. Actually, I've been driving for my dad, we've hit a couple of kangaroos. So it's probably like hitting a deer in Canada, I guess. But you don't really see a lot of... in Australia, you definitely do see a lot more animals than I'm used to seeing in Canada. A lot more birds, a lot more insects, fish and dolphins and stuff like that. But you don't really see those classic Australian animals too often, unless you know what you're looking for. You see, I don't think I've ever seen a koala in the wild. I've seen a few platypuses, seen a few echidnas. I think I saw a wombat once, yeah. But lots of kangaroos. Okay, so I also get asked a fair bit, do I know the crocodile hunter? No, I don't know the crocodile hunter. I've been to his zoo. His zoo is actually very close to my home in Australia. It's about half an hour from my home. And it's a great zoo. I really recommend it. Like, Steve Irwin, he's a bit of a wanker on his TV show. But, he truly is an environmentalist. And he knows a lot about the Australian environment. And he's a conservationist, so it's a great zoo. If you want to see Australian animals, go to the Australian Zoo. Plus, he has lots of other animals like tigers and elephants, and so it's a pretty good zoo. It probably sounds nuts to go to a zoo in Australia to see kangaroos, but actually, you know what? Actually, at the Australia Zoo, you know what I saw? It was an albino kangaroo. So, like, an all-white kangaroo, like, that was awesome. He has a lot of albino animals, actually. Like, he has an albino crocodile as well, an albino koala. Because these are animals. Like, can you imagine a white animal in the wild? It would just get killed because it doesn't have its natural camouflage, right? So, that's the sort of animals that he keeps at his zoo. Animals that just wouldn't survive in the wild. And couple of other questions I get asked are, what language do we speak in Australia? One kid actually asked me, do we speak Austrian in Australia? We do speak English. We make up a lot of our own words, which is fun, but we do speak English. And what kind of money do we have? Like, do we have dollars or do we have something else? We have dollars. I get asked that a lot. So, I love getting asked lots of questions about Australia. I don't usually... just come out and start talking about Australia, because I think that would be pretty obnoxious. Oh yeah, and also we drive on the left side of the road too. Whoops, I get asked that a fair bit too. And I've driven on the left side of the road and I've driven on the right side. Doesn't really make a difference to me. But yeah, I probably prefer driving on the right side of the road, actually, just because I have a lazy eye, actually. My left eye is lazy, so... That's probably the only reason why I prefer driving on the right side of the road, which may or may not make sense. So, I also get asked a lot of very specific questions about Australia, which completely floor me. And like, I've been asked, what sort of feed do Australian cattle eat? Like, do they eat grain or what? And I have no idea. I've been asked, how thick are the railway lines in Australia? Like, the thickness? Yeah, when I get asked questions like that, I usually just make up something. Like, okay, I'm going to play another song now. Another song that came in. This song, I'm going to play Fig Jam by Butterfingers, and this song came in at number 11, so it was just out of the top 10, but It's another Brisbane song, so I have to play it. So here is Fig Jam.
This morning, but I didn't wake till the afternoon because I slept in late. With a great mental state and a date with destiny, I rolled down the block without a cop or even stressing me, let alone arresting me or giving me a ticket. It's coming in the summer and the weather's fucking wicked, so I figured I'd be hitting the beach, look at skinny dippers titties and get something to eat. After half a pound of chips and a frowned a burger, I'm sitting on my ass like a council worker, reminiscing about being pissed off about a house burning down to the ground. I'm being out on my ass before my change of fortune. Now I score choose, don't get up before noon. Said your mama's on the head of my knob, and it's better than heading to my dead end job, because the boss was a cockhead when I was a clerk. So I clocked him and now I don't work. It's a beautiful day and I can use a cliche, cause I am the greatest, like Cassius Clay. I got the world at my feet and my toe jam's nasty.
Big jam,
fuck, I'm good, just us. I couldn't give a shit about your corporate hierarchy.
Big jam,
fuck, I'm good, just us. If you don't like it, you can come suck a long dick, cause I'm hip-hop, all the way to hip-hop. I get so placid, you think I'm drinking gin rock, but I'm shit hot no matter how you look at it. And my lyrics make you wanna read the book a little, though, cause I'm cooking it right at the Iron Chef. That's why I'm deaf, now to the high clef.
Big Jam!
The vibes are fat, the chief wig, man, the fact I never lag. It's like a magic bag of Tim Tams, where the duck's nuts and you sucking on and give a damn. So good on the cut, they should call me Edward Scissorhands. So give a hand to me and my associates. Well, that's just inappropriate. Smoke me a kipper, bitch. I'm from the Ipswich side of town. Don't forget to write it down.
Westside!
What the fuck, it ain't gangster rap. Think you're tougher than you probably suffer wanker's cramp. And I'll thank you to fuck right off. Professional fuckwits, take one not off. I'm evil lady with a rocksteady microphone mastery.
Big Jam!
Fuck, I'm good, just us. As a concept, your intellect can't grasp me.
Big Jam!
Fuck, I'm good, just us. I just had a threesome with your mama and your auntie.
Big Jam!
Fuck, I'm good, just us. And they're coming back to South with the Bukkake party.
Big Jam!
My dick is bigger than a
wig wear.
You can see my pee-pee 3 feet above my TV. If you are getting very sleepy,
these cards need a shake up.
I'm a jet setter, go getter, but I got a vendetta. Just got a death threat over the phone. Better go lay low on the ground like a bilby.
Big Jam!
Chill, man, people wanna kill me, but I don't let that bullshit sweat me. I'm at your mama's if you wanna come and get me. You shady fuck, I may be stuck in a crazy situation, but I'm favored by lady luck. You wanna stop me, you wanna do it properly.
Okay, so that was Fig Jam by Butterfingers. So I guess you'd call that hip-hop, like Australian hip-hop, which I love. That's awesome. It's pretty different to the gangster hip-hop that you hear from the United States, eh? So it's pretty cool. Pretty funny song. So now I'm going to talk about some Australian food. So you may know this or not. I didn't know this, but Wednesday, 25th of January, was Ronnie Burns Day, right? Which is some sort of a Scottish holiday. I have no idea what it is, actually. But at my school, we had a special Scottish lunch for Ronnie Burns Day, which was shepherd's pie and some other Scottish food. But anyway, so Australia Day was 26th of January, the next very next day, and we had nothing. No Australia Day food, which is a bloody outrage. But luckily my mum came through and she cooked a special Australia Day dinner for us, which was a roast lamb with all the roast veggies, like potato and veggies. That's an Australian thing. So we had potato, pumpkin, beans, and for dessert we had a pavlova, which is, it's like a, I'm not a big fan of it, to be honest, but it's like a, souffle, that's the word that I was looking for. So it's kind of like a cake, I guess you'd call it. Kind of gross, but anyway, it's an Australian thing. You put strawberries and passion fruit and kiwi fruit on top. So, but Australia has some awesome food. Lots of seafood. Lots of good fish like barramundi. Get a nice piece of John Dory in Australia. Calamari, I love calamari. Lots of Asian food, because it is pretty close to Asia, Australia. So mainly Thai. And Chinese and Indian is pretty big as well. And Japanese. Sushi is really popular in Australia, which I don't like sushi, but you can get some pretty good sushi in Australia. But, okay, some of the junk food, I guess, what you would call it in Australia, that you can get are meat pies, awesome meat pies, sausage rolls, twisties, which are like crisps, burger rings, another kind of crisp, like chips, some awesome chocolate, like you can get cherry ripes, crunchies, violet crumbles, caramel koalas. This means nothing to most of you, but like the names, I mean, but Redskins, I love Redskins, Snakes Alive, oh man, I'm making a list of Australian food that I'm going to eat when I go home in March. Weet-Bix, I love Weet-Bix, which is a type of cereal. Okay, so anyway, lots of food. So what is there to do in Australia, you're asking yourself? Well, pretty much anything that you can do anywhere around the world, you can do in Australia. Surfing is pretty popular, I guess. If you live near the beach, odds are that you do surf. I surf a little bit. Like, when I say I surf, I mean I can stand on the board. Yeah, I'm not like, can't do much more than that, but there you go. You can play cricket. I'm not a big fan of cricket. Like, I like playing it in the backyard, but don't really like watching it on TV. Because a cricket match goes for 5 days. So that's a pretty long time. If you thought baseball was long, yeah, cricket goes for 5 days. Netball is a pretty popular sport in Australia. My girlfriend, she's actually the captain of her netball team at school. So that's pretty awesome. Netball is kind of like basketball, but for chicks, I guess. You can go snorkeling or scuba diving on the Great Barrier Reef. I will say skating. Skateboarding is huge in Australia. Just about everybody between the ages of 12 and 20. I might be stretching it by saying 20, but everybody skateboards. Footy is pretty popular. You got your rugby league, rugby union, Aussie rules. Honestly, everything that's popular in Europe and in America is popular in Australia. We're not that different. But I would probably... Going to the beach is a huge thing in Australia. So what else can I talk about Australia? Okay, so here's some of the places that you should go visit when you go to Australia. So number one is Brisbane. Brisbane's a good place to visit. You got the Gold Coast, just south of Brisbane. So anyway, Sydney, of course. I was at the Sydney Olympics. That was the last time. No, I was in Sydney. In 2001 as well. But yeah, Sydney is one of my favourite cities. Melbourne, I used to live in Melbourne, or just a little bit north of Melbourne, but I've spent a lot of time in Melbourne, and that's a great city as well. Yeah, you got far north Queensland, Cairns, Byron Bay. That's a great place. That's in New South Wales. Okay, so just to reiterate, because I got a bit distracted. So the places to go are Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Cairns, Perth. I hear good things about Perth. I have cousins in Perth. I've never been there myself, but just about everybody I know that's been to Perth says, oh, you got to go to Perth. Ayers Rock, you know, that big red rock in the middle of Australia, you got to go there. Got to go to the Great Barrier Reef, which is Cairns. There's still a lot of Australia that I have to go visit myself. So, yeah, actually, one interesting place that you should go visit is a place where I used to live called Wangaratta. So Wangaratta, that's in Victoria, like the same state as Melbourne, right? And it's a really interesting place because it's very close to the ski fields in Victoria, Mount Hotham and Falls Creek. Like, it's like an hour away from the ski fields, which is not very far in terms of being from ski fields in Australia. Being an hour is considered very close. But also near Wangaratta is Glenrowan, which is, that's, if you've ever heard of Ned Kelly, he was a bushranger, and that's where he's, yeah, a lot of the history involving Ned Kelly took place. That's where his final shootout was. I'm not going to go on about Ned Kelly, because either you know him or you don't. Anyway, but also near Wangaratta is Albury Wodonga, Corowa. Some funny names, eh, for our cities. But, yeah, lots of places to visit in Australia. I recommend taking a year to visit Australia. So what else is there to say about Australia? That's probably enough, I think, for this episode. I'm sure I'll talk a lot more about Australia in my podcast. Hopefully that's not boring, but... Okay, one more thing I'll say is that Aussie chicks are hot. Yes, I will confirm that. If you like blonde chicks that wear little tops that show off their belly button, then, yep, you'll be happy with Australia. Okay, so on that perverted note, I'm just going to play one more song. And this is the song that came in at number 2 in the Hot 100, and it's Catch My Disease by Ben Lee. Ben Lee's one of my favourites. I went and saw him last year. He put on a good show. And thanks for listening to my Australia Day edition of the Short Poppy Syndrome. Hope you had a good Australia Day. And I'll be back to normal tomorrow, I guess. So here's Catch My Disease by Ben Lee.
Sleepy Jackson on the radio, And that's the way I like it. Yeah, that's the way I like it. I hear Beyonce on the radio. And that's the way I like it. Cause that's the way I like it. They don't play me on the radio. But that's the way I like it.